Hello and welcome back to the Kef Anderson Leadership Show. Today here with me in the studio is Siegfried Anderson. And today we're going to be speaking about module 3 of his courses and about leading the business. So Siegfried, go ahead.
Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to say a few things. This is the highest level of intelligence when we talk about creating a sustainable company. Remark that it's not a sustainable environment. I talk about a sustainable company because I have the idea that if we want to have a sustainable environment, then we need to make all the companies sustainable, so they will make sure that they are not there for the short run but for the very long run. And when I talk about long run, I talk about more than 100 years. That means that we need to have a perspective on a company where they can actually be able to do that. This is very, very difficult to do this. This is not just something you just do. As I mentioned before, leadership is different from administration. So it's not about pushing paper from the in basket to the out basket. This is here where you use your personality to make sure that in your lifetime, the 10, 20 years that you are in the company, you make sure that this company actually continue. And when you're finished, then it still continues another 50, 80 years. That is part of your concept. And that makes a company sustainable. There's a couple of challenges in that. First and foremost, it's only a tiny little percentage of companies who's actually able to do that and have done that in the past. I mean, when we talk about companies that are more than 100, 200, 300, 400 years old, even 1,000 years old, yeah, there are a few companies out there that's actually 1,000 years old. And this is what I call a sustainable company. And it continues. But it's only a tiny little percentage who's actually able to do that. What they focus on is primarily two things. First and foremost, what actually made them great in the beginning was what I call the core business. The core business is something that you have to focus on. And I even have that attitude that with your core business, you dominate your market place completely and the industry as much as you can, because you are following a cost leadership strategy with your core, and you have to make clear what is actually my core. And for many many cases I have seen in my time, the companies and this executive team literally don't know what it is. Yeah, they have ideas about, but they don't know. They make assumptions about what is their core without knowing it. This is something you have to know when we talk about sustainability. So when this is done, then you are able to put yourself in a position where you have to concentrate 100% of making a very dominating business in your core business. But that will only give you a productivity increase. And I talk about productivity increase in 20, 50, 100% over 10 years. That actually also means that when we set up a strategy for a company that is sustainable, we have to think different from what you learned on the business school. Because if you don't set up a strategy, a winning strategy is something that if you don't succeed in that, then you die as a company. When I talk about a strategy, I call it a grow fast or die slow strategy. That actually means that if you're not able to do it, then you're finished. That also takes up the urgency in the whole company, and that's the reason why we're actually able to do this. But that was only about the core. So when you take the productivity up to increase the cost of the return on cost of people with 100% over 10 years, then you must have or make sure that you have a cost competitiveness that some of your competitors not able to follow you. Another thing is market leadership. Here we talk about innovation. That means that you move the company and your people into an area, I call it unknown territories, where you have never been before. You have never been on this market, you have never been here with these customers, completely different language, culture, or whatever, religion, and now you are up to new challenges. These challenges, because you haven't done that before, then you have to focus on what I call innovation, ideas, the absolutely best people. And if you don't do this, focusing on the best people, then you're lost in the end. So innovation is built up upon the best people. I mean, when you start the company, many years ago, it was also the best people upon that time who was actually able to do that. When you now try to start a new business up in new areas, new technology, new products, new services, then you have to focus on this. When we then go in, we have to do a couple of things and start this process up. And what we usually do when I'm on to becoming what I call an elite business leader means to win the trophy of corporate outperformance by increasing the competitive intensiveness of the core whilst executing innovative growth initiatives, bold joint ventures, mergers and acquisitions. So it's a really very broad variety of opportunities that you have to make your business grow and sustain for a long time. To be able to do that, we have to make sure that we do it right. First and foremost, we have to clear up the house. That means that we have to review the three processes that every business consists of. The one is called the strategic process. Is our strategic process aligned? That means, are we on the right place, with the right price, with the right product, to the right customer? Do we have the right suppliers? Because if you buy too expensive from the sub-suppliers, then you spoil the whole strategic process. And each and everything of these small points I just talked about can actually spoil your strategic process. That means that you have to synchronize your process, your strategic process. Another thing is also very important, that is your value chain. I call this the operational process. This operational process has to be synchronized. We have different tools to do that. And that's one thing many managers have done in the past, and especially the last 20, 30 years, when they came up with this concept about Lean and Six Sigma. When they come up with that, they start synchronizing the operational process. This has to be done, it has to be absolutely smooth, because if you turn up the speed on your value chain, means your operational process, then it has to be synchronized, otherwise you spoil it completely. It literally explodes if you don't do that right. The third thing is the people process. And here we talk about the people process means, do we have the right people with the right skills, the right mental attitude, and all these things? Are we hiring the right people? I mean, many people, when I ask them to start on a grow fast or die slow strategy, I say, where are the best people? And they put themselves in one big question mark and say, who do I mean? Yeah, your best people in your company, who's that? Can I have the names, please? There must be at least 40. Who are they? And they come up and say, we don't have that list. Then I say one thing. Don't start that strategy, because you'll die slow if you don't have the right people. The right people, who's that? That is people who have what I call an exorbitant amount of energy. And they go forward with that. They have a mental power that is outstanding. They are extremely emotional, both on the positive side and the negative side, and they take good care of themselves. When you put all this into what I call a time and space constraints, you actually have these people, they will put them in a certain situation because they are what I call big egos. It'll be very difficult for them to go into a team, and you have the idea that if you put them into a team, then the team explodes, and that's actually true. But that's not your task. That's an elite team leader's task to make a controlled explosion when you have these people into a team. That means that you have to make sure that the energy moves in the right direction. New market, new products, new services, innovation, ideas, and so on. This is what we do here when we do this. Before we start, or in parallel when we start this, we have to do a different thing. And that is to figure out what should we actually work on the next 10 years. Then we have to talk to what I call the most sophisticated customers that you have. To talk to them, try to figure out how they feel, how their business is running. And then you give them a question and say, okay, if we could do something for you that you don't know yet, what would that actually be? They will come up with a lot of ideas, and you will probably sit down a little task force in your customer's business, try to figure out where their business moving, what can they actually, what would they demand from us, what do they want to get from us if they really could get it. This is what I call the biggest task, because you go right back home after talking to all your these sophisticated customers, go back home to your executive team and see this is the task for the future. This is what we have to do. So our innovation goes in that direction. When you then have done that, then you call together all your best engineers, all your best people with the best technology, IT or whoever, marketing and sales, and ask them to come up with an idea about how we can make their expertise, technology, and marketing and sales to a competitive edge, because we are talking about new markets. When this is done, then we set up a progress meeting with your most sophisticated suppliers. I'm not talking about all suppliers, I'm talking about the most sophisticated one. One of them who also would like to live in all perpetuity. And when you then have done that, then you sit down a task force together with them and literally try to figure out how can you develop your suppliers in parallel with your own company. When you have done that, you make an agreement with that and move them from suppliers into partners. So they become associates for you now. That's a completely different concept. But this is the way I want you. That might be, have a huge influence on your purchasing department, because what kind of people do you have in your purchasing department? Are you sure that this is the best one you ever have in the entire company? Or are they just a new hire, 26 years old, and no experience in the business? You have to look through this. Best people all over the place. Then you've done that, all this, then you present for the board your growth or your grow fast or die slow strategy. This is necessary, because it should be a surprise for the board what you are doing, because this will change the entire company, what we just have discussed here, upside down very fast. So, and when all the figures comes up and everything grows, you double up all the big fives. I mean, first and foremost, the top line, the bottom line, the share price, the amount of money, acquisitions, whatever comes up, they should be a surprise for them. They should know what you're doing. But it also means that I have to think through with the best people that are sitting in the board. That's not a question you should ask. You can think it, but don't ask. Then you start a process in the board where they actually look around and say, okay, next time we need a new guy, women here, who should that be? This is what I call all about the module number 3. When you walk out from there, you are absolutely prepared to go out and do exactly this. What we are discussing doing the five days that the training lasts, is that you discuss with your colleagues, your company, upside down, left, right, and center, exactly in this concept. So how can we do that? The first thing I ask you is to figure out if you are actually a part of the team. Because I have a question for you. Do you need to look at why you from time to time need a vacation or a break? Because if you really like what you do, and you are so professional at doing that, why do I need a break then? Okay? That was all about the module 3. I look forward to see you signing up for that module. We actually have one in 2020. So you can sign up on that. Thank you much for now. I welcome you soon.
Okay, thank you, Siegfried, for that. And remember to go in and check out Siegfried's website, where there are some free articles and videos. And you can, of course, book the trainings and courses. And remember also to look at some of our other podcasts. We have 2 other podcasts also about the modules. So thank you for listening.